You got to finally tell yourself the truth. And that's painful, but that pain will serve you because it will move you. It's like Stallone. If he'd gone off and made himself feel good, he would have lost his hunger and drive. So that's why he didn't take on another job. He stayed there in the pain so he'd have to be driven forward. How many follow that? Say I. But you know what most of us do? The minute we get a little pain, we want to immediately get rid of it. So we drink something, we eat something, we smoke something, we watch something to take away the pain of the moment. But when you take away the pain, you take away the drive to change. And so now change is not a must, it's a should. And so you keep on feeling bad about yourself, never getting what you really deserve. Whether it be the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotion that you deserve. So you got to be honest with yourself. How many follow this? Say I. You got to not only be honest, you got to pour it on a little bit and get enough drive. It's uncomfortable. But that discomfort will give you the leverage to really finally do something that is lasting. Okay? Really, 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 really critical here. By the way, think of a change in your own life or maybe someone you know that was really hard for you to make. Like really hard. You kept trying to change, never followed through. And finally one day, wham, you said, that's it. No more, never again. It's over. How many have had one of those experiences where you finally got so mad, you got so much pain, you finally changed forever? How many have had one of those? Say I. That's the day you got enough leverage. Now you don't want to wait for life to have to do that to you. You want to be conscious about it. You want to be direct about it so you get what you deserve. That's what you really have to do. How many have ever done this in a relationship? You're in a relationship, it's a terrible relationship, but you keep rationalizing it. Well, it used to be good, it'll be good again. Because see, if the present is painful, you can always escape to the past. If the past is painful, you can always make up a future that's better. Because no one really knows about the future, so you can make stuff up. And as you make it up, it's a reference that makes you more certain it'll be okay, and you kind of stay where you are. How many of you got in a relationship at one point where you finally said, I've had it, it was painful in the past, it's painful in the present, it's going to be painful in the future, I am out of here, and you got enough leverage? How many have done this? Say I. But until you're honest with yourself that way, you hung out in numbness. See, most people live in a world that I call no man's land. They're in a place where they're not really happy, but they're not unhappy enough to do anything about it. And that's the worst possible place you can be. That's being in a rut. So we got to get leveraged.